I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so like I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Storm Talk with the Rise Guys. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. It's Jack Roper driving his bathtub through Merle's Inlet.
Awesome.
It says here that Jack Roper saved three baby goats with his amphibious bathtub in Darlington.
He cruises all around, man. Gets some good mileage out of that little tub.
What a hero.
What a hero he is. Dude, they just showed, by the way, Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you, at 7:14. They just showed Wilmington, North Carolina. Gaw. What a mess.
I know.
Yeah, they're getting hit pretty hard, man.
So they're saying 300,000 people will be out of power?
God. I just wanted, like, for real, if... Because, you know, those folks are, a lot of them coming up here. I mean, there's a hotel in Woodruff Road. It's got a sign that says sold out, no vacancy. I've never seen that before.
Can't double up.
If you're up here in this area, upstate of South Carolina, that's where we're based out of, and you're displaced, call in. I would love to hear where you're from. 1-800-774-0093. I don't know if we'll get any of those calls because... If they're up here and they're displaced, they're probably in the hotel room still asleep. I would be.
Trying to sleep in. They're saying there's a possibility it could track because it was tracking over us, but it could twist towards Charlotte and then we'd be on the outside. So it wouldn't be as bad.
Is that real, though?
I don't know, man.
I don't know who to believe with the weather. It's political almost. You don't know who to believe about the economy's on an upswing. Oh, the economy's worse than it's been in 15 years. You go back and forth.
It's up to the wind.
It's up to these people are messing with us.
I mean, they said the other day this is going to be as big as Hugo.
Look, we're getting ready to get attacked by Pikachu. It looked like.
Oh man,
that's the way that storm looks.
So I mean, who knows?
So now it could. Come in and then twist towards Charlotte, which would catch us strong then.
Well, no, it's supposed to go over us now. So, like, it tracks and then turns. They're saying it could turn towards Charlotte and then miss us, but still get a little bit off the tail of it.
Don't blow all them allergens up here.
Blow it all away.
We don't need any more of that. Or maybe you're a resident of this area and you've had to open your home to some folks.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to hear what's going on. I don't know anybody that lives on the coast. I know some people that have places at like ocean lakes. Yeah. But I think if you have a place down there, whatever, you're kind of used to that. Like they were saying yesterday that Disney World had never closed ever until like 7 years ago. I think it was Irene or maybe... Yeah. And then every year since then, they close one day a year because of some kind of hurricane threat. So it's getting worse, evidently.
Well, you know, we got people on the coast, reporters from up here, and they're talking to people who live there. And some of them are kind of cocky, like, man, it's not that big a deal. You know, we live through it a lot. We'll just board up and then, you know, hope the winds are less than 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, remember yesterday, because we keep it on the news in here, a TV screen on the news, just in case there's breaking news. It doesn't get to us before the internet, I suppose. And they show that, so this, they're saying, everybody get out, get out, get out. And then they show this older couple standing on the pier with some kind of, it looked like some kind of, old shirt or poster you would see about the importance of staying married. And because they were just sitting there with their their arms up on the pier just looking out at the ocean. And I'm like, you were telling everyone to leave for safety reasons, but yet you, cameraman, should scream to the old people, get off the pier and out of here. The storms are coming.
And I was watching this man who owned a pet store where he was boarding everything up and he was ready to hunker down in North Carolina because, you know, where was he going to take all his pets? But still, I'd rent a truck and just haul them somewhere so they're all not going to die together.
Get a bunch of shoe boxes.
Well, there were
cut a hole in them.
There were families out there, you know, just walking around, having ice cream and whatnot. And they're like, oh, you know, we thought we'd enjoy it since everybody's gone.
Yeah, that's the other thing. My gosh. So I brought this up yesterday about how I saw a meme that I took it as legitimate. And it said, during a hurricane, it didn't say it for cats either. It said only dogs. Take your dog. Shave the stomach, not completely maybe, but like an area where it's just bare skin, and write the dog's name and your phone number on it. So I asked yesterday, I was like, is that a real thing? Several people are sending in like, yes, that is a real thing. It saves many dogs' lives or gets them back with their original owners. And then a lot of people are saying, no, they're trolling you. You don't really write on your dog. They're, again, no one knows.
It's a good way to prank somebody. You know, I want to see the governor of North Carolina was talking about. There's a possibility millions of pigs could die in the hurricane. Just a bunch of pigs in the hurricane.
Why pigs specifically? I mean, what about the cows and all the other stuff?
I guess they got more pigs than anything else. It's a Pignado.
Let's talk to Pignado. Oh, that'll be the next one you do. Oh, my God. There's winds 90 miles an hour. What was that? Oh my God! What is screw with Fat Boy?
Come on,
Paige, help me!
Sorry,
Pignado's pulling me in.
I don't eat pork.
Flying bacon.
Oh, we landed at Henry's Smokehouse, and I can have a hog plate when this is all over with. Gee.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go to Paul in Charlotte. What's up, Paul?
Hey.
How you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. Just driving to Charlotte for work.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're driving to Charlotte. I see. Where are you from?
I'm originally from down towards Myrtle Beach.
Okay, so you're a veteran of this game.
Yes.
How old a guy are you, Paul?
I'm 24.
Okay, so you don't remember Hugo then?
No, not quite.
That makes me feel like an old man. You don't remember Hugo? Oh, God, yeah. So what's the worst you saw when you were living down there on the coast?
A couple of years ago, we had the waters rise 38 feet.
Oh, my God. 38 feet?
Yeah.
So how deep did it get in your house?
It didn't touch my house, actually. My house is on top of a 40-foot hill, and then we have 10-foot stilts. So the house wasn't touched.
You're a wealthy, your family's wealthy then, it sounds like. You got one of them still
houses. We just conveniently live on a hill area, and we were informed before we built the house that we should probably build stilts just in case the water rises.
That's a good point.
And so we did.
You have a golf cart?
We do not have a golf cart.
Oh, man. How do you live at the beach and don't have a golf cart? That's the way I travel.
I know, right?
Aren't you kind of secretly making fun of people for leaving? Because, I mean, I doubt you'd leave if you were there.
Hell no. He ain't making fun of people leaving. Oh, you are?
Yeah. I definitely understand some people because other people in our neighborhood, their houses were flooded and their roofs were underwater.
Sure.
So I understand why some people would leave, but I believe people should be getting up on them hills.
Yeah. Yeah, what movie was that? Where they were trying to get up the hill. What was that? Independence Day? Trying to get up the hill with the girl and the baby and the bicycle.
That was Jack and Jill, right?
I don't know. Paul, thank you, sir. I'm glad you're safe. All the way up in Charlotte.
All right. Unless the hurricane turns to Charlotte like you said it would.
Well, look, that's a meteorologist Ellenberg.
That's what we're counting on.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Have a good morning, sir. God bless.
I'm going to be honest, man. I hope it turns towards Charlotte. They can handle it better.
Shut up. Dude.
That's the hub of Duke Energy. They can fix the power quicker.
You're a nut. That would totally affect us here and our power.
Yeah, because, you know, there's people that are refugees at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yes.
So we don't want it to go that way. We just want it to blow back to sea.
Yes.
Bring some of those pigs down here.
Boy, they might land in your backyard. P1 Demon King in Kings Mountain. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
It says here you've opened up your home to friends from the coast. Where are they from?
They're from Moorhead City. They were old friends from high school that were ended up being high school sweethearts, and they said, we have no place to go. All the hotels are full.
Why'd they become high school sweethearts? She get pregnant?
I honestly don't remember. I remember Hugo.
Yeah. Oh, you do remember Hugo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moorhead City's one of the ones they keep showing. It's getting pounded.
Big time. It. Yeah.
Now,
are these people that you might have to deal with these people till like Monday, you see? Yeah, I mean, that's a...
Well, it's not a problem because they enjoy football and they enjoy wrestling and they don't argue. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, then it'll work out good. All right, perfect. Did you hear Ric Flair got married? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah, it was star-studded. Really was. Yeah. Flair wore all white, too, Paige. He wore all white. Yeah, it was something else.
Oh, that's fancy.
That was great. All right, Demon Kingo, what a nice guy you are. I'm going to nominate you for a Jefferson Award. Opening up your family to high school sweethearts. They have kids?
They have two. They have a little girl and a 11-year-old boy.
Have fun with that, Uncle Clark.
God, you need to find somewhere for you to stay now. That's the truth. All right. Well, they'll move that tenement on wheels when they leave there next month. Demon King, have a good morning, sir.
Thank you. You guys too.
See you, brother.
You got
them freaking out now. Like, oh, my God, they might actually stay.
Real tomato ketchup?
That there's an RV, Clark.
Take it with us when we leave here next month.
Well, we'll continue with the open phones, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. That's a great text, too. I'm surprised they haven't canceled school on Monday yet.
Oh, yeah, around here.
Around here, they tell you know. I wonder if churches are canceled yet.
I'm sure they're going to.
Baptists, I bet, are. 1-800-774-0093. I say that as a former Baptist. 1-800-774-0093. Your questions are answers and responses right after this. Happy Friday.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:33. Jeff says that everyone is calling just has hurricane stories. We don't want to do, we got to save something for Monday, post hurricane. We don't want hurricanes. I want to talk to people that are like displaced or have like the dude earlier that, you know, this is when it pays to not have Facebook, which I don't have anymore. But the guy earlier is like, yeah, I got some friends from high school. They were high school sweethearts. They're up here with their two kids. Because, you know, they were from what? Moorhead City. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is when it pays to not have Facebook because, you know, people that are needing someone. I sound like a jerk.
What?
If someone I knew, you know, needed somewhere to go, obviously I would open my house to them. Now, it would take them calling me 3 or 4 times for me to answer, but then I would. But you know how that just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks to have people staying within your home. Now, yes, I would let people just, I'm not being sarcastic or even, you know, trolling. I would let people stay at my house. I would do it begrudgingly, admittedly, so yes.
I just wonder if they kept in touch or if the guy reached out like, hey, we went to school together.
That's what I'm saying. I know. Like, they're probably on Facebook saying, who do we know in the upper part of the state we can go stay with? Hey, look, there's Kevin. Remember him?
Kevin.
We went to high school with him.
Uncle Matt.
I'd be like, okay, but you owe me one, buddy. You owe me two when I want to go to vacation next summer.
Well, my sister Angel and brother-in-law Scott, they you know, up in Huntersville, and then they are in Boston this week for just a little lollygag thing.
How you doing?
And now apparently it's moving up there.
Oh, no.
Are they going to move up there?
No, the storm, you said,
could turn and go
toward Boston.
Storm's going that way.
Get out of here with this storm. That's a southern storm.
Get back in the car.
Get out of here.
Took that rain to get
by
out.
By the way, listen to this. So with the news, this is where the news gets funny. They start like breaking down different little things about you know, the storm and all that. And I did not realize this, and I freaking Googled it, and sure as the world it's true. South Carolina, the state we're in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
19% of all homes in the state of South Carolina are trailers.
Oh, yeah, I would have thought that.
Really?
God, how would you think that? I realize that there is an installation of trailer parks, right?
Yeah.
But there's also homes and subdivisions and neighborhoods and all this. How could it be that practically 20%, that means one in five homes in the state of South Carolina are trailers?
Yeah, I think it said recently that our state's the number one in the country for
mobile
homes.
It is the most. Wow. It is the absolute most.
Oh, man, they're all going to be up here or in Charlotte.
But good Lord, though, I had no idea. I literally had no idea that there was that many mobile homes in the state of South Carolina.
I think most of them are in Pickens County.
Oh, but come on.
You may have displaced people who come up here and want to stay. Might not want to go back.
Yeah, that's if you're displaced at any point, 1-800-774-0093, or you're taking in some displacements. Is that what you would call them? Displaced people.
I guess, or refugees, as Paige would say.
Refugees. That's right. That's right. She did. Tell me. Yeah, you did. You did. It's okay.
No, I didn't.
You really did. You said refugees. It's okay. I say words all the time wrong.
I don't know if I'd take him in, man. It would depend.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
You, if it was like
you. I don't got enough food for me.
You wouldn't like if someone like put a thing on Facebook said, hey, we're down here in Charleston, we need somewhere to stay. Of course, you're not going to comment and say, sure, come into my house. But if you knew somebody and they said, hey, we don't have anywhere to, you'd let them come over. I would. I wouldn't want to either.
I'd say I want a place next summer, and it might cost you something when you get up here. chip in the little offering plate that goes around.
It's just to work with you, fat boy.
And here's the thing. The opposite side of that. If I was displaced, I wouldn't want to go stay with you either. Or anybody.
Yeah, you'd feel weird doing it. Like you're imposing.
Yeah, like, when you have family come spend the night. Maybe I'm just a jerk. I don't know. But I just don't like overnight guests in the house.
Hopefully nothing happens to your house, because where are you going to go?
That's what I just said. I promise.
Where are you going to go with that kind of attitude?
It's an honest attitude is what it is. Is it negative? A little bit, but it's honest. Like, I would not want anybody to have to stay in my house. But I would let them. And I'd complain the whole time.
Yeah, you would.
But I would let them.
I think some of these people want the street cred of riding this sucker out.
I'd rather have a hotel than have to stay in somebody's house. Now, I understand finances and all that, so please don't send me all the emails about how blah, 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 blah. I get it. I'm just being honest and telling you. Like, even if, if it was anybody, and they say, hey, we're... Even if Paige called and said, hey, my arugula fell over into my house. What is that thing called? A pergola. Excuse me. Okay, see, I did that on purpose.
I tied that up.
Even now with refugees. if she called and says, I don't have anywhere to go, can I come over here? And I was like, yeah, sure, come on over. You can't bring your dogs, but come on over.
Oh, well, then I wouldn't count.
No,
she wouldn't either.
Of course I would. I would
have to bring
that.
Whiskey.
But the secret is I'd be upstairs complaining the whole time.
And Lulu, so it would be three of us.
See, now Paige has got too much baggage. There's too many animals to bring
in.
Is
that a breast joke?
I'd chip in on a room.
Right.
So I'll buy the hotel if you bring over the
water. I'll keep driving west till I get a hotel and I can stay where it's dry.
Great question. If Paige came to me and said, I'm displaced, I need somewhere to stay, and if I said, how about I'll give you my debit card and you can get a hotel? Am I being really nice or am I being a dick?
I think you're being nice.
Yeah, I mean, you're giving her money at that point.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure that I want to stay at your house.
Thank you.
That's real nice.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Let's go to Connie in Salem, South Carolina. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, you have parents that are on the coast. Where are they at?
They live in Myrtle Beach, right almost into Conway.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
And where are they at?
It is. Well, they are currently on the Florida-Georgia line.
Oh, God.
Oh, they went
those
the other
poor
way.
Things.
Yeah.
Tell them to put on the earplugs. No, you're saying right there on the line of the states, not the horrible country.
They are.
Right,
so why didn't they come up here?
Connie wouldn't let them.
Yes, that's what it was.
No, I actually wanted them to come. They didn't want to come here because we were going to have bad weather, too.
That makes sense. Why go away from a storm when you're going to face it?
Yeah, go somewhere sunny. Yeah. That's right. Oh, okay.
Go to Savannah.
But it got her. Tornado
aliens.
Got her phone.
Aliens.
Lost those flying pigs.
Let's see. Oh, that's a good point. See, now, I got to quit being honest as I am, because it just makes me come off as not as welcoming.
You can't hide it, man. You got to come out with it.
P1 Distracted Zombies in Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. It says here that you have something for us all to think about. What is that? What should we all think about?
Well, I mean, a lot of people coming up here from the hurricane and stuff, when they go back, they're not going to have a job, you know? So, and I was talking about Fat Boy. He was talking about how people, he wants them to chip in if they move in or if they come and stay with them or whatnot. I mean, you got to think, they're not going to have a lot of money.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they have a job? You mean no physical place to actually work at?
The building might be gone where they work.
Oh, okay, in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and plus, you know, their homes and their cars and the whole thing. Yeah. But yeah, be exactly. Honest with me, though, and you've made a very sobering fact here. But if you knew someone that was down there and they called you, you would begrudgingly say, yes, come into my house, right?
Yes, I would, but unless it's my cousin, because she's an a-hole.
Oh, yes, I see. All right, very good. Thank you, Zombie. You made me feel better. Have a good morning. That's what I need. I just need validation that I'm not as mean as I think I am.
That's all it is. You know, well,
I don't mean it mean. I'm just like being honest and tell you I wouldn't like it, but I would let him.
But wouldn't that be better to just tell him I don't want you there and let him? No, instead of letting him in and then being a jerk and just like, well,
they wouldn't see the jerk side.
TikTok, it's time for you to leave.
No, they wouldn't see the. But checkout is 11 o'clock in most hotels. It is. P1 Apple Juice in Spartanburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. What do you know about, what do you know about all this hurricane storms and all this?
All I know is I got about 8 people coming to the house.
Oh, God. Oh, where are they coming from?
Yeah. Myrtle Beach. They're actually about a block from the ocean is where they stay at.
Wow.
Hope you stay at the Biltmore House so you got room.
No kidding. It might be time to go to Dollywood this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to have
tell me about it.
Who are these people?
They're my wife's friends. They're all Filipinos, my wife's Filipino, but they're all Filipinos.
Oh, you're getting ganged up on this weekend.
No, man, there's going to be some good cooking, I bet, going on.
I bet, yeah.
It's going to be some good cooking, but there's going to be a lot of bilingual going on.
Bilingual. What about kid? Do you have children?
No, I don't have any kids.
All right, so it's you and the wife plus 8 more.
Like those numbers.
So it's 9 Filipinos versus 1 you.
Yeah.
You want us to come over and stay with you to even things out?
Yeah, come on.
You feel okay? Are you okay? You feel safe?
I feel safe.
Really?
It's just like I said, I'll be working so they can be staying at the house.
I got you.
Don't matter to me.
I got you. Huh. Awesome. Apple Juice, you're a very nice guy. Plus, it's your wife's friend, so you don't really have a choice in the situation, right?
Yep.
No, I really don't, because she didn't even ask me. She just popped up. She said, hey, they'll probably be coming. And I'm like, what?
Oh, right.
And I was like.
and do you live in a trailer?
Yes, I do.
You're one of the 20% of Americans in South Carolina that lives in trailers. Congratulations.
Oh, great.
You opened up your trailer to now 8 more people. Incredible, sir.
You're a noble man.
And the trailer's actually as old as I am.
Holly, bummers. Wow. Apple Juice, be safe and hunker down, as Paige says, okay?
Get ready.
All right, will do.
All right, see you, brother.
You know what?
I just something Eight I said. People. You know what? Now that I know that 1 in 5 people that call this show live in a trailer, I'm going to start asking.
Yep.
And what do you know? I nailed them.
We'll make
I
a list.
Nailed it.
I think you'll change and you'll take a bunch of people in. I see it in your eyes. You're going to be.
Look into my eyes and you would see me saying no to staying at my house. We'll do some headlines right now.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
What gives you goosebumps? Never mind.
You know what? Like, what gives me goosebumps? Having to pee probably more than anything.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, all right then.
Let me ask you. I'll turn the tables. What gives you goosebumps, Paige?
Music. Like really good music. That just takes me away. So there was a study about this very thing that was done. Researchers found that about 55 people that have a strong emotional connection to music were more likely to be healthier, happier, friendlier, and even wealthier.
55 people out of what, though?
55 people out of the study of, hang on, let me get the 100 festival goers. So,
oh, okay. 55%? That's a bunch.
Yeah. So what they found is, you know, it's like when you first hear something. Yeah. It's a study out of Harvard. When you first hear, like, a song, for instance, like, you know, American Idol or one of those shows, and you just get goosebumps because the singing is so good. Do you not feel that way sometimes when you hear people sing and they just have some kind of talent that you've never heard before?
Never on American Idol.
Well, that's just an example.
No, I know. I'm trying to think.
J-Lo said, I got goosies. That's the only thing I can refer to.
She got goosies.
Yeah, that's what she said, getting those goosebumps.
She's probably talking about A-Rod Gooster. What, who's singing goosies? Oh, well, let me write something down, and we'll play a game. Because
good, I want some bash tickets.
No, it's not a game for stuff, but this would be a thing to see if everybody listening also gets goosebumps off this. When Fatboy plays it, if we can find it. Because when I hear this, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, when I hear this particular song, it's Kill J-Lo, or the song, not actual J-Lo.
No, all right,
all right,
like
you
her.
Ready? So, have your arms laid out if you can, and then see if this gives you goosebumps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not this techno version of it.
I know. I got a few on here. Hang on.
That's like the rock and roll version of it. That one maybe doesn't give you goosebumps.
Let's see if this one does. I'm sure this might be the right one. That's the metal one. Hang on. I'm ruining the moment.
Do you have the reggae version?
Oh, yeah. Is it?
It's close, at least.
Feel like you're about to get cut.
Uh-huh.
I'll cut
you. Let's see if it works. It's certainly making the hair stand up. Look at
wow.
it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at that. You can't physically make the hair on your arm stand up, can you? Unless
you got a Hairy Mary on that arm, buddy.
Thank you. Virgin Mary.
Yeah. But you know what this doctor, Dr. Sachs, he put monetary. What's his name? I can't make it up. Not with an X, but with a K-H.
I thought that was
C-H-S.
One of those shows on Skinamax.
No. He put monitoring devices on 100 festival goers, and that's how he determined, when people were getting emotional and getting goosebumps because they hear a particular sound or some kind of music.
I used to tell Monica to call me Dr. Sachs.
Oh, you damn right I did. Oh, man.
Why is it always
you see
with
me
you?
On Arsenio?
You've reached the voicemail with Dr. Sachs.
So, according to this, also in the study, 25% of them have had someone say, I love you for the first time, and they got goosebumps. 23% had it happened when their child was born, and 16% had that when they saw their partner walk down the aisle at the wedding when say, the bride comes, or you'd see your... pardon?
Yeah.
You know, walk down the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still getting goosebumps from this song.
I mean, I don't really get them from all that stuff. It's like, you know, a sneeze or being cold. That's about it.
Oh, I do all the time.
I see pictures of my kid. Like, I was looking at a picture last night of my kid. I'm holding her in my arms, and she's like 2 years old or whatever. And I was like, God dang it.
Did she come take it out of your hand?
Where the hell did all my hair go? And
what is that, what you say?
But I looked at it, and I was like, oh, man, this is like such a great feeling. But it wasn't like goosebumps.
Yeah.
And I don't have any hair on the back of my head to stand up.
So. I'm all
on
out.
The back of my neck either.
None?
Actually, I have more hair on the back of my neck than I do the back of my head.
Do you know?
Such a mess.
That's so unfair with all
But what age. Else gives you goosebumps? Can
I don't know.
Food give you goosebumps? Yeah, I know it makes your taste buds go
maybe when
mouth water. And
yes,
all
when they're bringing like your favorite food to the table and you're waiting for the waiter to put it in front of you.
Yeah.
Maybe you have goosebumps.
Well, that's goosebumps or not. Or if somebody I will walk behind, I have to walk behind Paige to leave the room sometimes. And sometimes, and I don't even touch her, but sometimes I think the wind like just hits her back.
That's
and
what she
goes,
says.
Ooh.
Give me chills.
Oh, give me chills.
Especially, you know, when you walk past me, there's like tailwind.
Yes.
And that's
yes,
why
there is.
Never mind.
No, no, no.
Getting weird.
No, no, no.
But
yeah,
it's, I get it's chills a
things
lot.
That give me chills. Yeah, it's weird.
They're multiplying.
I think sometimes, like, you know, you wonder, like, what? Was there a ghost? What was that?
Yeah, you don't know.
Or was it tailwind?
An apparition.
Yes. Well, how about this? There is a man that did the unthinkable, Fat Boy. A man is pulled over for watching porn while driving. This didn't happen in Easley, South Carolina. It happened in Doncaster, England. Guy last week was driving a little erratically. And when the cops approached him, they found
out. You say erratically or erratically?
Erratically.
Yes.
Oy. And when the cops, when the cops approached him, they found out why. The guy had his cell phone propped against his speedometer, and he was watching porn while he was driving. Talk about distracted driving.
Yeah.
How? I mean, I know how, but why?
Well, I mean, I guess he wanted to get his and get there, too. I don't know.
So but was he manipulating himself, or was he watching it?
Well, it just says that he was watching the porn. It didn't say if he had his pants on or off.
Yeah.
That would be a different thing, right?
Fatboy's not the person to ask because he legitimately watches pornography for entertainment purposes. Like, he's not sitting there, like, ready to, you know, manipulate himself. He's just watching it to be entertained, like it's some kind of... hunting show or...
Yeah,
or,
just like watching a movie. You know, just checking it out.
So, I mean, it's not like you would have that in your car instead of listening to music. You just say, okay, well, for the drive home, I'm going to put on this video for my entertainment purposes.
Yes. Well, thank God he wasn't carjacked.
Thank God.
You imagine they would have got the phone, the car, everything.
Yeah. So he was hit with several charges. Even though he wasn't doing any, you know, self-gratification.
Oh, yeah.
His car was impounded.
Really?
Yeah.
It was impounded.
Mm-hmm.
It was impounded all night long. Oh, wow. What a mess, Paige.
I know.
Ah.
True story, though. I can't make this up.
Please
don't. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. All right. It is Friday, and I say this to all the P1s, to all the natives, and to the displaced that are here. 864-241-4318. That is the number to the FOF line. And next, we play this week's Best Of compilation right after this.
The Rise Guys all morning. And Clemson Tigers football every Saturday.
93.3. The Planet Rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.